This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I'm continuing to tell America's story, as I understand it. And one of the primary ways that I understand it, as I've said before, is through the lens of the Protestant Reformation. Now, I've been talking about the awakening of the conscience and the unleashing of the idea of liberty because of the opening up of the Holy Scriptures to so many during the Reformation. One of the more well-known statements about the awakening of the conscience during that era is from none other than Martin Luther himself, the man who is, more than any other, associated with the Reformation. After posting his 95 complaints on the church door in Wittenberg, Germany, Luther was brought to trial. After repeated efforts to get him to recant his statements, he boldly replied. Here's what he said, quote, "My conscience is captive to the Word of God. I cannot and I will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. God help me. Amen." End quote. Now, Luther, as I said, is the man most credited with launching the Reformation, but there are some others, both before and after Luther, that you need to know about. Let's look at him. John Wycliffe. I introduced Wycliffe to you a couple of podcasts ago. Since we've already covered him, I'll leave it there. Jan Hus. Born 75 miles south of present-day Prague in 1369, Hus chose the call of the cleric and was soon introduced to the writings and ideas of Wycliffe. Like Wycliffe, Hus soon came to believe that everyone should have the liberty and opportunity to read the Bible in their own language. This was 100 years before Martin Luther came along. Hus's followers became strong proponents of the primacy of the Holy Scriptures and refused to submit to Rome. After Hus was martyred, his followers continued in their rebel faith. I'm leaving out much here, but over time a small remnant band of Hus's followers came to be known as the Moravian Brethren, precursors to the present-day Moravian Church. John Calvin. You've heard his name, but who was he? Although Luther is credited as the spark that ignited the Protestant Reformation in Europe, Calvin, born in 1509, must be considered the man who fed the minds of the Reformers. Calvin is the author of what many believe to be the most influential book in the realm of Protestantism, Calvin's Institutes of the Christian Religion. Although he originally planned to study for the priesthood, Calvin soon began to question some of the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. His wealthy father paid for his studies under a variety of brilliant and influential thinkers. He learned Greek and eventually Hebrew. As he investigated the doctrines of the Reformation, his influence grew. He moved from Orleans to Bourges, and eventually, at the age of 28, to Geneva, Switzerland. There he launched several schools of discipleship and mentored many influential future leaders. Among them was John Knox of Scotland, who said that his experience under Calvin in Geneva was, quote, "the most perfect school of Christ since the days of the apostles," end quote. John Knox. This Scottish pastor trained under John Calvin in Geneva, played a hand in assembling the Geneva Bible, and became the premier voice of Protestant reform in Scotland in the midst of great upheaval and turmoil in Great Britain. Many consider him to be the founder of the Presbyterian faith. Well, I've barely scratched the surface here and I've run out of time. Up next, we're going to look into the political backdrop in England, which gave rise to the Puritan and Pilgrim movements. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.